The Nephilim proved to be in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of the true God continued to have relations with the daughters of men, and they bore sons to them. They were the mighty ones who were of old, the men of fame. Now, the question on everyone's mind is this: did giants really exist in our past, and do they still exist today? First, we must keep in mind that the stories of giants is told in many ancient cultures. Similarly, they were known to be gods or demigods, or creations by gods. One of the most commonly known stories and believed story is that of the Nephilim in the Holy Scriptures. As the story goes, and I'm going to try to be as biblically accurate as possible, this story begins with the angels of heaven, or sons of God, the messengers. Now, we don't know how many of them there are, but we do know biblically that there is well over tens of thousands of them. We understand that there is a hierarchy within their population, and that there are different types of angels within that hierarchy. We also understand that these angels have the ability to freely interact with human beings, and have done so since man's inception. At this time, the number of people on the planet is very small, and one of the angels, who we know to be Satan the devil, has already rebelled against God, saying that not only can he turn man against God, but that he can get them to worship him instead. Understand, folks, that this is all about the attempt to overthrow God, which these angel idiots should have known was impossible, but they tried to do it anyways. So, as the human population increased, some sick, perverted angel, and I'm not saying it was Satan, some twisted angel thought it would be a good idea to just trash the earth. Perhaps one of Satan's followers thought it would be a good idea to ruin what God had created, the earth and everything in it, all in an attempt to destroy God's creation in his face, knowing the consequences. I guess they got tired of being angels. So one of them had the fantastic idea of materializing into men so that they could have sex with the human women and genetically manipulate everything else that moved on the earth. Now, in the book of Enoch, which was omitted from the Bible for not being biblical, only God knows why, it states that 200 of the angels of heaven chose to come down to become the fathers of the Nephilim. Again, all in an attempt to overthrow God and destroy his creation, making it just God and the angels like it used to be. In other words, the angels knew what would be the result of their actions. 100%. But they did it anyways. Now, these 200 angels, according to Enoch, are more than enough to have sex with multiple women, to breed an entire race of hybrid beings, part human, part angel. Keep in mind that angels, in their original form, are extremely larger than human beings in comparison. This is a trait that was passed down to their offspring, and the result? Giants. Understand that these angels not only wanted the glory of what they did, but they also wanted the fame. That's why the Nephilim are called the men of renown, the men of fame. If these angels could come down and have human women give birth to giants, then what could they cause animals to give birth to? Dinosaurs? So you're God, and you create this man in your image. He's perfect, he's good, but then one of your idiot sons says,
"Well, wait, I don't like that you're paying attention to man more than me. I want to make some stuff too."
And he decides to ruin everything by screwing up the reproduction of humans and animals. These angels wanted dominion. And the earth was completely defiled, and God saw that it was not good. So now, you're left with no choice but to start from scratch, just so you can preserve your masterpiece, mankind. So here comes the flood. You have to understand, folks, that in Noah's days, it was hell on earth. Much, much, much worse than what human beings experience today. Unfortunately, we are headed in that direction, with no turning back. Now, once again, if you look at this biblically, nothing outside Noah's Ark survived the flood. Again, no thing that was alive survived outside of Noah's Ark. Everything was buried. Everything was buried in water. Now, did that destroy the angels that came down? Nope. But it did seal their fates and get them locked up, leading to their eventual demise. Now, the Book of Enoch is a mystery within itself. It was not considered to be a canonical work or inspired by God, even though Enoch walked with God. So it was left out of the Bible due to its fragmented content. In the Bible, we only get a snapshot of the Nephilim, but in the Book of Enoch, we get great detail. Details about fallen angels, their names, how many of them came down to earth, 200. Details about how they taught men the secrets of the universe, forbidden knowledge. Details about how they took wives, pretty much any woman they wanted, and how those wives gave birth to giants. And I mean super giants, over 400 feet tall. It even gives details about the angels' punishment. A punishment so severe that it made the other angels in heaven look at each other and go, "Damn, did you see what God just did to that guy?" No angel in his right mind would even dare to try and ruin God's creation ever again. Part of this punishment was that these fallen angels would have to stand by and watch their children, the Nephilim, murder each other in a 500-year war, giant versus giant, very similar to the Greek Clash of the Titans story. Now remember, Noah was a descendant of Enoch, and he was the only guy that God thought was worth saving at that time, him and his family. So, if the giants were all wiped out by the flood, how did they come back? And the answer to that is simple. They didn't. What people are doing is they are confusing the Nephilim with the giants. The giants are not the Nephilim, folks. The giants are the ones that came after the flood. Trust me, folks. These giants came out of that ark. If you look at the giants that came after the flood, their lineage goes back to Noah's sons. Goliath was a descendant of Ham. Now, how Goliath got that big? Maybe he was just a freak of nature or mutation. Who knows? One thing he was not was half human, half angel. Goliath and all the other giants after the flood were not Nephilim, just big ass men. The Nephilim, they were half human, half angel, Godzilla-like man beasts with superpowers. Now, if you keep up with the giant news, they think angels are going to try and do this crap again. Why should they? We're doing it ourselves. The FDA has just approved human hybrid cloning, for God's sakes. We have researchers report that they are hiding giants underground in stasis or suspended animation in efforts to create human hybrid super soldiers. They're finding all these skeletons around the world. The skeletons get sent to the Smithsonian. They disappear. Folks, they're going to bring mammoths back and are trying to bring dinosaurs back. It's sad that we have human beings helping these demonic entities do the same crap all over again. So, I don't know what we're going to see in the near future, folks. I wouldn't worry about fighting giants, but we are going to see some strange things indeed.